Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In today's episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to be speaking about success. Are you living a successful life? The subject came up because I was doing some reading in some newsletter I received through the email where they were asking this very important question. You see, we have a problem here in America in that we believe that success means having a good paying job, having two cars in the garage, your white picket fence with your house, and basically a keep it up with the Joneses type mentality. However, when you actually get to know many of the people who live that so-called successful life, you will find that they are, one, many times in great debt because of all these things that they're spending money on that they perhaps don't have the capital to be spending. Second, they're in high-paying jobs that they feel, well, imprisoned to in a way because they can't live without the income that they have, given the standard of living they're used to, and more importantly, their families. And perhaps they have healthcare benefits that are tied to the job as well. Making it even more frustrating for many is the fact that they might have a disease that they need to have ongoing care for, like diabetes, which, if not treated and taken care of, can do horrific things to people, including killing them. Third, there are a lot of marriages that are not working out so well, and they stay together because, well, what happens if you give up the income? What happens if you leave? Usually the problem is that one person ends up with more money than the other, and the one without it struggles mightily. Fourth, well, I don't know if we need to go into fourth, but what we do need to do is we need to talk about what is success. And it does vary from person to person in terms of what one feels is a successful life. But after reading a lot of different spiritual readings, and after reading a lot of self-development books, and working with a whole bunch of different people over the last 20 or so years in particular, in human development, mental health, hypnosis, I think we can agree that being successful has a few things that are necessary in order to be considered successful. So let me go through my list and you can decide if these things pertain to you as well. The first is to be able to know that your time, which is limited here on this earth, but we have no idea for how long, for each one of us, is being spent in a way that you feel is filling you up emotionally and intellectually. That you feel that the things that you're doing with your time are meaningful to you. Next, relationships. How are your relationships with other people? Do you argue with people? Do you not say your truth with other people because you're afraid of either angering them or saying the wrong thing and hurting their feelings? Or are you with people who you can really be transparent with, who really do know who you are as your true self, who love and care for you because they love and care for you, even though you might have some idiosyncrasies that make them kind of crazy from time to time, because we all have idiosyncrasies that make us crazy to other people from time to time. It's called being human. Do you have things that you're doing in your life that you enjoy doing? I know for me, I love exploring new places, going to new cultures. I love learning about anything to do with the mind, the body, or people in general. I like cooking. I like reading great literature. And I find time to do these things. But one of the things I love doing most of all is going to trainings and just learning wonderful new ways of perceiving things, be it professionally or otherwise. Are you allowing yourself the time to do those things that bring you comfort and pleasure and fun and joy and fulfillment? Because if you're working too many hours, or you feel too worn out by dealing with other people's lives instead of doing the things that really fulfill you, well, that's something that you really need to reconcile within yourself and figure out why you're not allowing yourself to do these things that bring you joy, fulfillment. And then spiritually, yeah, the spiritual world. What is the spiritual world? Some people believe it's being in a religious type of situation, like Catholicism, Judaism, Hinduism, being Islamic, whatever those things might be. Other people believe that spirituality is more a way of being in life, really, that's really not attached to any particular religion per se. It's more a way of being. And in that way of being, a lot of it has to do with how you are in your own world and how you communicate with yourself. Are you nice to yourself? Are you friendly with yourself? Do you take care of yourself, body, mind, and spirit? And then how do you project that into the world so that you can be a positive influence in other people's lives versus a drag, being what we would consider a psychic vampire, just draining the energy out of other people with negativity, one thing or another. So there's many different ways that we can look at what is success and how it might be applied in your own world, in your own life. And I would suggest to you that it has a lot less to do with money and income and a whole lot of how you feel about yourself internally. Because if you love yourself for who you are and what you have to be, and I don't mean being stuck on yourself, I just mean loving yourself enough to be with people who you enjoy being with, who add to your life, by doing things that fulfill you, and by doing things that make you happy and bring joy to your life. If you're doing those things, then you're leading what I would consider a successful life. And yes, we all need enough money to pay our bills and a little extra to have fun. And we need to know that, well, we matter in life, that we matter to those who we love and care about, and that we can be present for those people when they call on us, as they're present for us because they love and care for us. If you have those feelings inside yourself, and if you're doing those things in your life, I, for one, would consider you having a successful life. Because that is success, in my definition. How about for you? Maybe it's time for you to write a list of all those things that you feel fulfill you, bring joy to your life, help you grow mentally, psychologically, and financially, and set about getting those things done going forward. So you too can have a successful life, living a life that is worthy of your living. At this time, I would love to introduce you to a fantastic woman whose purpose is to inspire and empower others to be of service to humanity in a loving and caring manner while achieving their aspirations with integrity. Her name is Alicia Lawrence, and she has a podcast called I Live to Inspire. She also has a web blog where you can read the content. She says that everyone has their own definition of success and freedom, and she is moved to inspire you to get there by sharing her journey with you, called The Alicia Lawrence Show, I Live to Inspire, which you can easily find on Stitcher.com and iTunes. You love her warm, comforting Jamaican voice. If you'd prefer to read the content, go to her website at http://ilivetoinspire.com/podcast/. You will truly enjoy and learn much from what she shares with you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink. where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.